Good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the
Wisdom literature.
That's right. Today we're at Psalm 123, just a short four verses. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Thanks for joining us today. I'm going to move the computer here so that when your tea doesn't accidentally spill, okay?
Okay. Oh, I need to wipe off my glasses. All right. I can't see.
You can't see? Mm-mm. All right. Well, here we go. Psalm 120. Oh, we didn't pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Lord, we pray that in the good times, we would look to you. And in the hard times, we would look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens.
Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so all eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us.
Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with scorn of those who are at ease, with contempt of the proud.
Okay, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this
about?
B, what is the best verse? And C, what are we called to do? What do you think this is about? What do you think Psalm 123 is about?
Lift up our eyes to God.
Lifting up our eyes to God? Mm-hmm. Why?
Why should we show mercy on us.
So he'll show mercy on us? Mm-hmm. That's right. And it gives a picture of that too, doesn't it, in verse 2? The eyes of a servant looking to their Lord. Or the eyes of a maidservant looking to her mistress. So what do you think is the best verse to underline that? Maybe I might underline verse 1. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. And I might also underline the end of verse 2. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. You think that's good?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. Well, let's talk about calling. Sometimes are there good things in life?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, are there good things in life?
Mm-hmm.
What about bad things? Are there bad things in life?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes do you think people can ridicule Christians?
Mm-hmm.
What other things might people do with Christians?
Mm-hmm. Kill them.
Yeah, some Christians have even been killed for their faith. Can you sit up? I can't hear you, Dan.
Of the church.
Some Christians what?
Got thrown out of the church.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we can do? What do you think we can do when we're filled with contempt, when people make fun of us or even might want to kill us?
Hey, lift up our eyes to God.
We can lift up our eyes to God?
Mm-hmm.
So what about when things are going well? What can we do?
Lift up our eyes to God.
Yeah, we can thank God always. And when things are going bad, what can we do?
Lift up our eyes to God.
Lift up our eyes to God.
And he can help us.
That's right. That's right. You guys ready to pray now? Lord, we thank you that we can rejoice always, that we can give thanks in all times and all manners of life. And we thank you that we can lift up our eyes to Jesus and see the one who loves us and who cares for us and who never sleeps. Lord, we pray that you would watch over us, protect us, and have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen. They can't even see you down there, Spider-Man. Well, may the Lord bless you today as you lift up your eyes to God, both in the good and in the hard. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You want to say
bye?
No, we'll see you on Monday. Bye.